Hey, what's up, friends? Still here, still swinging for the fences. Thank you so much for checking out this edition of the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Okay, it's part of the 15 plus hours you get a week on my Patreon. Okay, and still reeling with the effects from the great Zaniac Exodus of 2022. Did you survive the great Zaniac Exodus of 2022? Oh my God. So yeah, I'm working hard trying to get more people to sign up for the Patreon to make up for the lost income. So I appreciate the help. Thank you so much to a number of you have made up for the ones that are departing or have departed. So I need bodies. Sign up, patreon.com/Eric Zane, if you want to support the show, help it grow, make a $5 or $10 donation per month, and then you get all of that content. It more than doubles what you're listening to each week. If you're the type that listens to a lot of podcasts, and if you really like my free one, you're going to love the Patreon. I will not keep you bored. That is for darn sure. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I suggest just trying it out for 1 month and seeing if you like it. Okay, give it kind of like a trial period. $5 or $10 a month. If you like it, you can let it ride month to month or convert it to a yearly, and I'll take 10% off. What's the difference between the $5 and $10 a month? Well, the $5 a month is all the audio. Some people like to watch the show. I might do a little dance sometimes. That's for the $10 a month. And so you get the audio, the video, and the live streams of those videos, including the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Okay, that's it. That's it. That's my big push for that. As I someone described me as pruning the bush. I loved that. The bush looks like shit for like a month, and then it blossoms like a motherfucker. That's what I'm doing. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane recordings from my time on 107.3 WBBL. That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Hey, I thank you for the time. Whether you support the Patreon or not, you're a special person. I thank you. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Good morning. The Eric Zane Show. Good morning. We don't need a drop machine, Ben. I can just... Good morning. Wow. It's the Eric Zane Show on the 17th. 17th? Meaning I think it's the 17th? Of January 2017. Show number 190. Underway. Oh, I'm just hitting all the numbers. Got all the numbers. My God. Day removed from the King holiday, which we all had off. Thank you very much. 35 outside right now. Precipitation falling. I look at a map of radar right now, and all I see is yellow, red, green. Moisture falling from the sky. If it were just a bit colder, it would be a catastrophe. As it is still a problem, as a number of area schools are closed. By now, you know the usual sources to find that information out. The big one, Grand Rapids is open. My kids is open in Jenison. I'm guessing the further, like Kent County and south, you're good to go, but not necessarily. So do double check.
Coopersville's closed, though. That's pretty close, isn't it?
You start to get some of those outlying areas where they have, just a little bit more of a struggle to get to and from, and a little bit colder. And there you go. High today of around 40 and rain falling throughout the day. 35 right now, like we said, feels like 27. Welcome in to Tuesday. Julius is here. Good morning, pal.
Good morning. And I wish every week was a three-day weekend. Can we make that work?
Oh, it just makes such a difference.
Makes so much sense, too.
Man, yesterday was incredible because on Sunday night, my wife's like, well, I have to go to work Monday morning. We don't have the King holiday off. I said, well, that's your problem. And she says, well, I'm going to bed. It's like 8:40. And then I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like sitting up either. I'm just going to lay in bed and watch Netflix or whatever. So I did that. I'm just laying there. And then, okay, 10 o'clock rolls around. Okay, I don't even feel like going to sleep, but I'm going to try. And it worked. I fell asleep. Then my wife goes to work. And then I ran into my daughter's room to sleep, the empty room, because Jackie's gone. Because Diana would wake me up. Now, Jackie's room is pitch black. I mean, she put like a blanket up over the window. She can't. It's like a tomb. And there's no clock in there either. And what happened next was incredible. I'm so happy that I did this because there were several times I woke up post Diana leaving at whatever time in the morning it was. And before she left, she marches into the room and says goodbye. And she says, "Now we got some chores you have to do." I mean, she literally has a list of chores. And I knew what they were. I go, yeah, I got it. No problem. I talked about this on a Facebook Live video, but not everybody watches that, of course. So for the eight people who listened, which is a higher number than the Facebook Live video right now, I decided to get up finally. Well, all right, enough. I know I've been sleeping a little too long. No big deal. And I get my phone, and the screen has all these missed texts, and they start with Diana. So, like, listing again the chores that she wants me to do. Apparently, this is a big thing with her, and she wants to make sure I get this all taken care of. And they weren't really that involved, but chores. Okay, I'm going to read it to you. Chores for Dukes, nickname. She's Pooks, I'm Dukes.
All right.
Chores for Dukes. Follow up on insurance thing. We had an insurance discrepancy I had to call about. Also, call insurance company yourself if you need to, please. And clean laundry room counter. Smiley face. That was at 9:02. 9:30, she wrote MMPH. Now, in our...
Miles per hour.
In our lover's code, MMPH means... I'm getting annoyed. Oomph. And I know that. Of course, I didn't see that. But these all lined up in a row. 10 o'clock. Also, Jen is going to make my invite, so please follow up with the DJ dude so we can get that place secured so we know what to put on the invites. 50th birthday party preparation.
Oh.
It's on me.
Oh.
I did not respond to that either. 10:30. Look at the mad face. The red emoji that's pissed, frown, eyebrows slanted down. She's mad. It was at this point that then I responded to that one because I got up, read those 1, 2, 3, 4 texts, and then looked at the time. 11:30. 11:30. That's 15 hours in bed. 15 hours.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's awesome. So I wrote, "Hello." She responds with, "Another mad face."
Why is she mad that you got to sleep in and she didn't?
I don't know. So I wrote, "Why is Pooh Bear mad? Why is Pooh Bear mad?" And now I know why she's mad. And she wrote, "I've been texting you for the last 2 hours." And I wrote, "I was sleeping."
Oh.
And she wrote, "For that long? That's like 14 hours of sleep. The puppies need it out and things need to get done. Mad face and eye roll face."
You should have said, "My phone wasn't on me because I was so vigorously doing chores."
She wrote, "Pooh Bear is not happy." I wrote, and then I wrote, "What happened?" She wrote, "Someone is very rude. His name is Eric." And I wrote, "There must be a mistake." She wrote, "No, no." And I said, "But my boss said I had a vacation day." So she wrote, "But you still have work to do at home. Pooh Bear says so. I hope I have an answer to all of my questions when I get home."
Uh-oh.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, "You're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this." And you go, "Oh, yeah." And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, "What the hell just happened?" It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, "Oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again." Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. when Mint Mobile says $15 a month. When you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So then I proceeded to do my work. And then I was going to, in this counter that she wanted me to clean off, it had tons of old mail that I was going to burn. It's got sensitive info in it. I was going to burn it in this
fire pit
in the backyard.
Yeah.
And I wrote, where can I find a lighter? Maybe in the knife and fork drawer. It wasn't, by the way. I won't be home after work. I have to coach bowling, she writes. I roll, that's dumb. And she says, I'm mad at you anyway. I roll face and mad face again. I roll, for what now? She said, I'm still mad from earlier. So then I sent a picture of the beautifully cleaned room.
There you go.
And she said,
I'm guessing that didn't work out.
She said, I'm not sure what I screwed up this time. And she said, haha, I'm just kidding. 15 hours, man. That was incredible.
No wonder you're so awake.
So last night, you know, being that I'd only been awake for a handful of hours when it came down to bedtime, and I'm like staring at the ceiling, it's like 1 a.m. I'm like, I'll just lay here. So I'll crash sometime later today. I mean, I'll feel tired, but I probably
be a zombie.
I probably shouldn't sleep today so I can get to bed at a normal hour. Yesterday, of course, the King Holiday.
I think you're the only one who calls it the King Holiday.
Or MLK Day?
Yeah. I've never heard anyone call it the King Holiday.
Well, that's just short, I guess. But that is, I'm not the only person that has changed up the word.
That's true.
Heard about this. Okay, so good. BuzzFeed posted this, and it was kind of going around. And when I heard that, it was a joke. But, Ben, I think you sent this along. The city of Biloxi, Mississippi, which is the heart of Dixie, pretty much. You know, I mean, you're talking, it's Biloxi, Mississippi. They passed an ordinance in 1985 to officially refer to Martin Luther King Jr. Day as Great Americans Day. But there was a big uproar because they really voiced it on Monday. And now they plan to change it back.
Yeah, probably a good thing.
During a meeting on Monday. Yeah, probably a good thing. I agree. So on Friday, they posted a now-deleted tweet announcing that the offices would be closed Monday in observance of Great Americans Day. Not emergency municipal offices in Biloxi will be closed on Monday in observance of Great Americans Day. And almost immediately, people took the city to task for not mentioning Martin Luther King Jr., for whom the holiday on Monday is observed.
Yeah, not Robert E. Lee. That's the other great American.
I know it.
Oh, boy.
You know who was especially great? Who was especially great American? Dr. MLK, writes Hunter Walk, who I don't know who he is, but he's got the blue check mark. So does Luke Beard at City of Biloxi. Delete your account. Rick Freeman tweeted, y'all spelled Martin Luther King wrong. Bless your heart, which means F you if you speak Southern. And then Luke O'Neill wrote, sorry, Biloxi, you guys don't get the day off anymore. Officials initially responded to the blowback, noting that the city does, in fact, celebrate MLK Day and claiming that Great Americans Day was designated by the state, not the city. However, an official list of Mississippi state holidays does not include Great Americans Day. In 2015, This is remarkable. The state said it would celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and, like Julius indicated in a patented Julius story jump, Robert E. Lee, general of the Confederate Army. You know, that Robert E. Lee, American Civil War, where the army he was leading was trying to make it so that slavery is legit. Okay, sure, that makes all the sense in the world. Acknowledge the racist hillbilly general along with the great African-American civil rights leader. Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Of course. How does it not?
Some elected officials from the city told BuzzFeed News they had never heard of the term before Friday night's tweet. So, you know, they were in a meeting and they were kind of like acting like it was like everybody knew. It was like, okay, Monday, we're looking forward to Great American Day. Should be good. Okay, let's break for the weekend. Break. All right, see ya. South will rise again. See ya.
Just trying to like completely just blow over that.
Great American Day. Sit around. See you Tuesday. The day after Great American Day. No mail, no banks, no stock market on Great American Day. Say Robert E. Lee, Robert E. Lee, Civil War, South rise again. Civil War. A tweet for the holiday weekend last year made no mention of it. So the city of Biloxi had been saying, oh, yeah, well, the state did this back in 85. Come on. Didn't you hear that news? The tweet, they went back 1 year ago. And city of Biloxi tweeted out 1 year ago. Read all about it. MLK and weekend previews. Council action today. Talk of Amtrak and more. Hashtag city of Biloxi. But on Facebook and in interviews with BuzzFeed News, some Biloxi officials initially insisted that it was established by the state legislature. That's the state. State called it Great Americans Day. City of Biloxi celebrates MLK Day. Biloxi Councilman Felix Gines told BuzzFeed News, pointing to a parade and other events over the holiday weekend. Vincent Creel, spokesman for Biloxi, also stressed that the city hosts a number of MLK Day events.
Sure.
Oh, I'm sure those are rip-roaring and fun. Biloxi, a city that appreciates and embraces diversity, is a longtime support and sponsor of the city's hugely successful MLK celebration, Creel told BuzzFeed News. Mayor Andrew Fofo Gillick issued a statement on the city's account.
Well, hold on. Dude's name is Fofo.
It's like a nickname.
Go on.
Yeah. From Mayor Andrew Fofo Gillick. As far as I'm concerned, it's called Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Gines, however, would not respond to questions on why the city's Twitter account did not mention MLK Day. He said he also couldn't explain a previous city news release from 2010 that called MLK Day Great Americans Day, the official city name for the holiday, according to a city ordinance. City ordinance years ago. That's the state. They did it. I wasn't elected then, Gines said, stressing that he didn't understand why there would be such public uproar about the tweet. He said he didn't understand why. Well, not everybody is a racist hilljack like you, Mayor. He says, and he actually said, I mean, you're going to have a few a-holes, actually said the word, that are going to be like that. And that's okay, he added. You're free to take it up with the state. Dude, your Twitter said it. The term, however, had in fact come from the city by a previous city council, which had passed an ordinance in 85, naming the day Great Americans Day. The following day, the national holiday designating it Martin Luther King Day went into effect. So you see what they did in 85. They did it the day before it actually became a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I don't know if you were following up on the Biloxi Facebook page.
No.
Yesterday.
I'm sure that's been full of some terrific comments.
Terrific comments, but yesterday, 18 hours ago, it says, it's official, Biloxi's MLK Day is MLK Day unanimously.
Wow.
First comment, welcome to the 21st century.
My gosh.
A great way to begin the day, hashtag BLX MLK. MLK Day gets the name, officially. Thanks, Biloxi.
Some people are pissed off. Some of the hillbillies are pissed because they thought BLX was an abbreviation for blacks. My gosh. Remarkable. Remarkable. The about face that they did. I'm surprised they didn't fall over from the about face that they did.
Well, it's crazy. That means all the councilmen had to go into work on Monday to pass an ordinance to make it MLK Day, right? It's official. They unanimously voted to become MLK Day.
They did. Now,
see what your stupidity gets?
My gosh. Coming up in a few minutes, an educator is fired for something so dumb. We'll tell you all about it coming up at 6:22. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings. Full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Hey, I thank you for the time. Whether you support the Patreon or not, you're a special person. I thank you. Have a great one. Bye-bye.